today? Which one of us has got a pure heart today? In one sense, we can say by faith, yes, we have. But in another sense, we're not really. Because we have attitudes that aren't pure, really. But I think what it means is really this. Who has a desire and a heart thirst to have a pure heart? They may. Ah, there's a difference, you see. See, I have to put my hand up there. I have a desire and a thirst to be pure in heart. And in one sense, God has already done that. But in another sense, he's continuing to do it. Because it has been done and is being done. And it continues to be done until I get to heaven. We may ascend, therefore, the holy hill of the Lord with boldness. But the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We live in a world, unfortunately, these days that, as we've already recognized, isn't always a very pleasant place. Our world we live in, I don't know whether you see this, but we live in a world where people constantly say, I'm the boss. I decide what I do. No one tells me what to do. And in a sense, that's partly right. Because no one can tell you what to do. No one can bully you. No one can tell you, you must do this. Even if a bully says, you must do this, it takes your will to comply with that bully. So you never have to do what anybody else tells you except God. Except God. But we live in that world, which is an unpleasant place, because everybody wants to be free to make their own rules. And basically what they're saying is, I want to be free to live my life free from a higher authority. God. There was a scientist who was a scientist was arguing with God and said, I don't need you anymore, God, because we can reproduce life even. We can do it. We've got it nailed. We don't need you, God. So, you know, take a step away and we'll organize everything. And so God, in his wisdom, said to the scientist, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a little game. We'll have a little experiment. Okay? And he said, we'll both create something. We'll both create a human being. Okay? So the scientist said, yeah, it's all right. And so the scientist bent down and he picked up some earth. And God bent down, No, he didn't. He looked at the scientist and said to him, hey, Mr. Scientist, what do you think you're doing with that? You get your own soil. Now, that's true. I'd love it to have been a true story. I really would. Because it should be. You see, everybody wants to live their life free from the authority of God. That's what we live in this world. And we can't. Because we make such a mess of everything. But, you know, despite the fact that people want to live free from God, telling them what's right and what's wrong, we also live in a world where you get activists who are saying, save the planet! We're destroying the oceans with plastic bags and all sorts of junk. We've got to save our planet. And their reasoning is, well, it's fairly reasonable because they want to look after the planet for the next generation. I don't mind that. I don't mind that. But you know, we waste so much in our world. But we also, did you know in tea bags, they use plastic? Did you know that? In a lot of the tea bags, they use plastic. Actually, we researched and found tea bags that aren't using plastic. And so we use them. You'd be proud, Peter. Yorkshire tea. But a lot of tea bags use plastic. And yet we discard them in the waste systems. And actually what happens is it begins to filter through back into the food chain. So caring for the world and the environment is actually a very, very important thing to do. In the Antarctic, I should say, they did some core drilling. You know what core drilling is? Where they put they cut a piece of ice. It was a meter long. They pulled it out and they melted it. Do you know what they found in that core sample? Water! Of course they did. But they also found plastic. They found over 100 pieces of plastic, small particles of plastic, in that meter core. And the core was about that diameter. Okay. Imagine. Now you multiply that across all of the Antarctic. Frightening, isn't it? And so I do support people who want to save and look after the environment. But what is the real reason that we should do it? It's not to do with just caring for the environment. Exactly. What did it say in Psalm 24? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it upon the waters. That's why we should care for the world. And you have to go back, don't you, really, to Genesis, to God's beginning. What does it say? In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creation that move along the ground. So God saw that. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, over every living creature that moves on the ground. Huh. But the problem is, you see, people don't use those words right. When God says rule, he doesn't say it's yours and I'm just turning my back and going and getting on with my own life. He says rule and subdue it. In other words, rule over it and have authority over it. But it's mine. I'm allowing you to be the ruler under me. There's the heart of it. There's the heart of it. And therefore, we don't seek to look after our planet because we want it saved for future generations, but because it's not ours to do with just as we like. It belongs to God. Now that challenges us really, because I think if we're really honest, all of us will do things that actually go against looking after God's planet. If we're really honest, I'm not asking for confessions, but I don't suppose any of us are innocent here. Which is a real challenge, isn't it? What we do with God's world. Because God has put us here as stewards, as caretakers, as those who will look after what he has made for him. That really challenges us. Do you ever borrow things from people? Occasionally. Yeah, I do too. When you use somebody's property, you borrow it, do you look after it? How many people don't look after what they borrow? Of course you don't. Why? Because you've got to give it them back. Because it don't belong to you. Now, I was very fussy when I was younger. My wife says I'm still very fussy, but there you go. I had record. Pardon me. I had records, a record collection. And I made a mistake once of loaning someone one of my favorite records. And when I came back to play it again, I put it on the stereo and realized, a bit of a greasy mark on there. And so I cleaned it. And then I played it. And it played, and then all of a sudden it went, gudung, gudung, gudung. And my friend, I thought he was my friend, he'd borrowed my record and he'd scratched it and damaged it. I was livid. Actually, God taught me another lesson later on not to hang on to possessions. But that's another story. But we care for things that we borrow because they're not ours, because they don't belong to us. Now, why do we abuse God's creation? Because we just don't think, and because we are filled with selfish reasons for doing what we do. But hang on a minute, there are those people who say, well, it doesn't really matter what we do with this earth, does it, really? Because one day God's going to destroy it, isn't he? Is he? Of course he is. One day he's going to destroy it, and he's going to rebuild a new one. So it doesn't matter what we do with this one, does it? Of course it matters. It doesn't alter in the slightest because it still belongs to God and it's up to him what he does with it, not us. And therefore, I was thinking this week of today and what we should do to make a difference. And I think the first thing we need to realize is that we, if we are believers, belong to a different kingdom. We belong to the kingdom of God, to the kingdom of heaven. And we are heading home, that's for sure. But we live by a different set of rules than the world. We live by kingdom values. God's kingdom values. A kingdom value that says, God loved me enough to give his whole life in my place. God loved me enough to build a world for me to enjoy and to care for. Therefore, I should do exactly the same. So next time you're having your tea, have a think. What am I doing with the environment? Am I really looking after it as a steward for God? And what can I do sensibly to help? It really matters. It starts with a change of our heart. It starts with us submitting to God's authority and not ours. Let's just pray. Father, we do thank you for this world. We are so grateful for it. And Lord, we confess there are times when we don't take care of your possession in the way that we should, in the way that would honor you. Lord, I ask you to forgive us and help us in the days that lie ahead to care well, not just for our world and our environment, but help us to care for one another, to be willing to lay our lives aside for the sake of your kingdom. Bless us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our last song.